Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am your mindful meditation, inspirational mentor. That's a lot of words. Enjoy this episode of some mindfulness, some inspiration to take with you every day along your way. Today's video is inspired by a calming sunset. Take a look at this video. It is breathtaking. Breathtaking is the moment that when it actually happened. And the thought that goes with this video is love to the fullest depths possible. Again, I was slow, but listen, love to the fullest depths possible, the fullest depths possible. And the music, which we thank our YouTubers who put the music on for us to use, is called Had She Stayed. How apropos. Had She Stayed is the music to the video and the inspiration, love to the fullest depths possible. And if you listen to the music and you look at the sunset, you can just imagine the passion that was there, the passion that could still be there, the passion that was the fullest depths possible. It's sometimes hard to let ourselves go and be 100% vulnerable to someone else. The intimacy, whether it's of body, of heart, of mind, that vulnerability to be all in, to be pure, to be yourself 100% without any curtains, without anything hiding. Yes, that is when I'm talking about the fullest depths, when you allow yourself to even dig deeper within yourself. It can be a very, very scary place. And some people don't like it at all. They'll only let you so far in. But that's other people. What about yourself? Can you handle that opportunity to be vulnerable and hurt? Had she stayed, knowing that someone wasn't ready for the same things you were. We're all in different phases in our life. And even with our most intimate partners, and it doesn't have to be physically. It can be emotionally. It can be mentally. Two different things. Can you handle saying it's okay if it's not the same? Because it's not always going to be the same. And it's not necessarily unrequited. Because there may have been love. There may have been passion. Just different than what your expectations may have been. But letting yourself feel deeply, letting yourself dig into your own emotions. That's the depths I'm talking about. Seeing how far you can go and survive. Yes. Think about that for just a moment. How far can you go in your emotions and survive? Some people think, oh, heartbreak. I'm never going to make it. I'm going to die. People who reach the heights of anger sometimes have heart attacks. Some people, I believe, who question and question and question the whole frame of existence, move on. So yes, you can take yourselves that far, but that's not where I want you to go today. I want you to go to a place where you can be free. You can be honest with yourself, if nothing else. When you can say honestly, yes, I have gone deep. I have let myself feel. And it doesn't always have to be with another person. It can simply be the depths of love within yourself, for yourself, and what you put out into the world. And when you know that, you can safely communicate your passions and your loves with the world without feeling completely vulnerable. Let yourself dig deep. Take out your notebook, write yourself love letters. Because the first person who needs to tell you how good you are is you. You need to tell yourself how much you love you, how deep your love for yourself is. Now, some people might, oh my goodness, what is this? But that's where it starts. You have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of anybody else. When you are ragged and you're run down and you're tired and you're giving all the time, there's nothing left to give. And that is all that's going to happen to you, is you're going to be ragged and run down and tired human being. That's not necessary. Love yourself first. Love yourself with the deepest passion, taking care of yourself. Not to the point where you're just an egotistical person. That is not at all what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being able to balance your love for yourself and let yourself be passionate. Love the things that you love. If it is another human being, love them. If they have given you a window to say, I'm willing, okay, let's try this. And I'm not talking about smothering and taking every moment of them. I'm talking about sharing paths, being ready to share with them when they're ready to share with you versus overtaking their schedules and saying, oh, I want to be with you every minute, which is fun in the beginning. Everybody's excited to spend every moment together. But save some space. This can be a romantic love. This can be a business venture. This can be just friendship. Be open. Let yourself be step by step vulnerable. Let yourself go a little deeper as you find out who this person is and as you find out who you are. What a beautiful thought when you can be so raw. So raw, unguarded. And know that you'll be just fine. And if you end up coming back with a few battle scars, they're just lessons. Things to know. And it's not the same with everyone. Every situation, it will be different. But you will have a different skill set of knowledge. And if you went in and everything was wonderful, but it was time for you or both of you to move on, that's okay too. But live your life with some sense of passion, the things that you want to do and spending them with the people that you want to spend them with. There's only so much time for you on this earth, even though it feels like forever some days. Make every minute count. be so aware of every motion. Jot them down when they're exciting, when they make you feel things, so that you have them to look back on later. Those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions. And go love deeply and passionately. And have an amazing day, my friends. I am Avalon. Until next time.